So yeah, so Dolphin Island is a little barrier island about 45 minutes from Mobile, Alabama. Again, another area where there's not really any outdoor recreation. There are some people that are running, you know, kayak rentals and things like that, but there's nobody really focusing on, you know, safety and taking people out, guiding them around, giving them lessons. So we were able to get that permit pretty easily. So we started out there last year in August.
Hi, I'm Reet Singh, and this is Adventure Travel with Trip Outside, a podcast where we interview adventurers, local guides, and outdoor industry experts to uncover the best travel spots and human-powered adventures from around the globe. Before we jump in, I have a quick favor to ask you, that if you enjoy the show, please leave us a review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. It would truly mean a lot.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ava, for joining me from Pure Aloha Adventures in Hawaii and in Alabama now. I hope you're enjoying your springtime before the crazy summer starts, where everyone starts heading outdoors. I'm really interested, really curious about your story and how you decided to take a vacation that turned into a lifestyle back in 2008. So if you don't mind, take me back to, you know, what was the inspiration behind like leaving it all behind, selling everything you own in 2008, and then eventually starting Pure Aloha?
Yeah. So aloha, everyone. Thank you for having me on the podcast. Back to 2008, I was living in Dallas, Texas, just waiting tables and going to school. And I went to Hawaii for vacation and I just fell in love with it. So I've always kind of been a traveler. I love everything outdoors, from surfing to snowboarding and scuba diving, all that good stuff. So moved to Hawaii. Started waiting tables there, basically got sick of it, decided I didn't want to do that anymore. But so I became a dive instructor in like 2010 and did that for a few years, worked for some awesome companies out on Oahu, shout out to Living Ocean Scuba. And then decided that that was a little bit too much work for me as well. So I wanted to still be in the water. I wanted to still be outside, showing people the ocean, things I love. So I started Pure Aloha in 2014, basically doing snorkel tours. So I was doing snorkel tours for beginners out at Hanama Bay in Hawaii, which is a very shallow, beautiful area. Really great for beginners. We even took non-swimmers out there. And, you know, I started with nothing. I started with a Chevy Cobalt tiny car and a few sets of gear. Yeah, and I just kind of built from there. Yeah, it was insane. I mean, I had these people in long scuba fins and just some old stuff that I had lying around. And every little bit of money that I made, I kind of bought new stuff. And, you know, eventually it kind of turned into a pretty lucrative business. So I'm very blessed to have had that opportunity. And you know, it's still going strong. We've made a little bit of changes through the COVID stuff.
Sure.
You know, I'm no longer in Hawaii. I am now in Alabama running Pure Aloha Adventures Alabama. So we're doing paddleboarding. So I moved here in June of last year.
Okay.
And my friends lived here and they were like, nobody is doing outdoor recreation here. I mean, everything is based around boating, drinking, partying, right, you know, renting pontoon boats, renting jet skis. Nobody is really doing paddleboarding out here yet. So, you know, she kind of said it would be a good area down in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach. And I said, you know what, let me go check it out. And soon enough, I realized why nobody's doing it here. The permitting situation. Okay. It took me about 8 months to get the permit. So I was told no by the city, by the state, by the county, by basically everybody. And finally, I just got a hold of the right person at the Gulf State Park and they were able to get me a permit to work out there. That took another 3 months. So it's been a long process. This will be my official first season out here. So we're excited.
And where exactly is that in Alabama? I saw that it was, is it Dolphin Island?
So yeah, so Dolphin Island is a little barrier island about 45 minutes from Mobile, Alabama. Again, another area where there's not really any outdoor recreation. There are some people that are running, you know, kayak rentals and things like that, but there's nobody really focusing on, you know, safety and taking people out, guiding them around, giving them lessons. So we were able to get that permit pretty easily. So we started out there last year in August, at the end of season, of course. So it's been very few and far between, but already this season it's picking up. And then our Gulf Shores location is going to be at the Gulf State Park, which is it's about an hour from Pensacola. So we're right in this beautiful area of Alabama, crystal clear waters, white sand beaches, really a hidden gem of the South. So we're very excited to bring the paddleboarding, bring the Aloha to Lower Alabama.
I couldn't agree more as a hidden gem. We used to take this annual trip to St. George Island and absolutely loved it and couldn't believe how pristine the wild, especially the state parks and some of those like unexplored places are. And the paddling out there is phenomenal. And the, yes, the wildlife too, as you get into some of the inner springs and you see manatees. I don't know, do you have manatees down there as well?
We get them rarely out here. Okay. I mean, that's definitely more in Florida, but we've got lots further of birds, lots of other wildlife out here, sea turtles. Yeah. There's a lot of nesting sites out here as well. So we really kind of try to teach people about that side of things as well, as far as the ecotourism side of it.
Sure. So, okay, going back to Hawaii. So then you launched in 2014 and you scaled up from there, started doing snorkeling. And is it multiple adventures now, or is it still snorkeling? What are all the different things that you offer out of there?
Yeah. So, you know, snorkeling is definitely the number one thing everybody wants to do when they come to Hawaii. So we're still offering that. Unfortunately, due to COVID, Hanama Bay is still not allowing us to run our tours out at the nature preserve. We're hoping to be able to go back soon. We're just waiting word on that. We are running some boat tours out there right now, and then we're doing the paddle boarding as well as SUP yoga and some other things out there. So we're very blessed to be able to do what we can right now. The Hawaii market is really kind of taken off again. So we're just doing what we can until Hanama Bay lets us go back. Yeah.
Sounds good. And then I love that you're a full woman owned, woman crew, woman ran small business. So you have like a separate team that basically manages that for you, and they run Hawaii now.
Yeah. So girl power. Okay. Yeah. I do everything as far as the business side goes. So I take the bookings, I do all the office stuff. I've got the girls out there that are going to go back to Hanama Bay, and then the SUP yoga girls as well. So basically what we've kind of turned into is we've kind of turned into an OTA. Essentially, we have partnered with a handful of handpicked tours that I personally picked out myself. And the SUP yoga girls are woman owned as well. So we're doing that with them. We're doing the paddleboarding with them. And then I'm very blessed to have a good relationship with the guys that I used to work for out there. And they're running our snorkel tours, and they've got a lot of women as well. There are some dudes. We love our men as well. So we don't want to sell that short, but as far as me, I love women power, girl power. I try to hire all women from my end, just because I like the vibe. I like women teaching people how to do things. I feel like we just have a little bit more finesse maybe sometimes.
A little less ego.
You don't want to say it like that, but yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then on the snorkel tour, I'm so excited to learn more about the swimming with turtles. Like, what is it like to swim with turtles? What's the best time to visit to be able to do this? Is there pretty much any time or chance of on luck?
No. So these turtles are here all the time. They,
that's cool.
Yeah. There's this cool little area. It's right off of Waikiki. It's about a 20-minute boat ride out. It's called Turtle Canyon. It's where all the turtles come, and they basically come to get their shells cleaned by the fish. So it's a little symbiotic relationship between the turtles and the fish. They're always there. We've never been out there and not seen them, you know, anywhere from small ones to giant ones. And, you know, they're out there all day long. So we run three tours, 9:30, 12:30, 3 p.m. And you see them no matter what time you go. And then they come up, obviously, to the surface to breathe air. So people love that. We get some good shots of the people on the boat, you know, as far as photos and things, looking at the turtles from the boat. So it's a really cool experience. Even if you don't want to snorkel, you can go out there and just enjoy seeing them from the surface.
That's incredible. And can you paddleboard out there as well to that area? Or
you could paddleboard. It's quite far. I've done it personally. I would never want to take a tour out there. You know, in Waikiki, you're dealing with a lot of surf, you're dealing with a lot of surf schools. And so to be out there on a paddleboard and go all the way out there with all the boat traffic, it's just a little bit too rough for the majority of humans.
Got it. Makes sense. And the turtles, are they, in size, they're got to be hundreds of years old, or is there a family that lives around there, or have you found the similar turtles living in the same area, or is it always kind of new ones?
Yeah, so turtles are protected in Hawaii, so nobody can fish for them, hunt for them, touch them, ride them, hug them, kiss them. Awesome. So they're just always out there. You know, they're well protected. They range anywhere from small juvenile turtles. We don't really see the babies. The babies kind of tend to stay more where they were born, which is on the outer islands. But we do see the juveniles, and we see the giant ones, you know, 80, 100 years old, you know, just massive.
That's incredible. They're such a unique animal.
Yeah, they're amazing.
What are some of your, I saw that on your site that you definitely have some hidden gems and secret spots in Hawaii, but if you want to share a couple of them with us, I don't think people would mind. So what are some things when you did live in Hawaii that you enjoyed doing as a local, whether they're outdoor things to do or places that don't get explored because of the top 10 list is where people end up getting drawn to?
Yeah, I mean, Hawaii is incredible in so many ways, and it doesn't matter what you love to do, you're going to find it there, from hiking to surfing, you know, hidden waterfalls. So I really love to hike. I think there's a lot of great hikes out there. You know, everybody knows Manoa Falls. Everybody knows, you know, in Maui, everybody knows the road to Hana, but you can go through all those jungles and find some really amazing hikes out there. So that's definitely one of my favorite things to do. A lot of the stuff nowadays you can find on blogs. So if you're into that kind of stuff and you feel comfortable trekking through the jungle, you know, by all means, look it up, do your research and go out there. Or if you're a little less crazy like we are, you can, you know, go to the easy ones like Manoa Falls, and they're just as beautiful. So that's definitely one of my favorite things to do. And as far as on Oahu, I love to go paddleboarding out in Kailua, paddleboard out to the Mokes, which are the Mokolua Islands, the two islands that are set off of Lanikai Beach. Got to be a good day, you know, not too windy, but it is an incredible paddle. You'll see lots of turtles out there. And then just to hang out and have a picnic on those islands is an incredible experience. So highly recommend that.
Very cool. Is there a preferred time of year that Hawaii is best time to visit, whether it's in terms of weather or crowds possibly? And
you know, I always tell people to go on the shoulder seasons if you can. If you go anytime the kids are out of school, basically spring break, Christmas break, summer break, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be really busy. The tours are going to fill up fast. If you can come in September and October or February before spring break, the weather is just as nice. It might be a little bit more rainy, but it's really just as nice, just as warm. The water is only a couple of degrees cooler, and you're going to get a lot less people, and you're going to get a lot better deals on your flights, your hotels, and your tours.
Sure. Absolutely. And hopefully now that people can work remotely from anywhere, maybe they go for 2 weeks instead of one and work from a beautiful Hawaii location.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, right now is an amazing time to go, like you said, because a lot of people are, you know, working from home and having school from home. So it's really busy there right now, but it's also a great time to go because it is really safe. It's really safety conscious, getting onto the island. They're doing a real good job of keeping a hold of the current situation. I don't want to bring that up too much, but we all know what's going on in the world right now. So it's one of the safest places that you can travel right now.
Yeah, I think since the beginning, they've taken it very, very seriously. One of the places that, I think they had like a mandatory 2-week quarantine, even if you're visiting in the past. And I mean, it shows the numbers and everything else. So I think it's important for the staff and people that live there.
Exactly. And they're still really strict on their mask mandates. And, everything, like I said, is very safe. So if you are worried about that kind of stuff, you know, rest assured that as long as you get that COVID test 72 hours before your flight, you're going to be A-okay. You can skip the quarantine and you're going to be in a real safe environment.
That's really cool. So what's it like to run an outdoor business and love what you do? I saw that you have, if you love what you're doing every day, it never feels like work. Do you feel like you've achieved that in your life now and in your businesses?
Yes, 100%. I love it. I love what I do. It's hard work at sometimes, you know, and sometimes it's boring work. You know, it's not all just getting to be out in the sunshine and paddleboarding. There is a lot of behind the scenes business stuff you have to do. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if you love it, it's worth it. So the days that I get to go out and teach people about the ocean and take them out on these amazing tours, it just makes your whole life worthwhile.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that you created this for yourself and you were, it's never easy, but it's worth it. And
absolutely. 100%.
It just shows in your passion for what you do. You mentioned something about the eco tours or the eco component in Alabama. What are some of the things one can expect to see on a paddle out in Alabama?
Yeah, so Alabama's got lots of different wildlife. Some of it you want to stay away from, obviously, like the alligators. We do have those here. They tend to not bother you unless you're harassing them, kind of like everything, just like the sharks in Hawaii. But we've got, you know, alligators. We've got tons of seabirds, ospreys, things like that. So people are really into birding here. I'm actually just trying to learn a little bit more about birds. If you put me in the ocean, I know all the fish, but the birds I'm still working on. Lots of different ecosystems as far as the marsh areas. And then of course you have the beach areas. And then when you start to go into Florida, you have a lot of the springs where, like you said, you do have the manatees and other types of turtles and things. So just a wide array. Like I said, I'm still learning, so I don't want to act like I know everything about the Alabama ecosystems, but it's incredible. It's an incredible place to learn about a lot of different things.
Well, you've got a big playground, so you've got plenty of time, but in a year, we'll be back on, and I'm going to ask you every bird.
And lots of dolphins here. I can't forget that, the dolphins.
That's right. Yeah, they're actually incredible. You just get to... You get to see so many, and especially in the morning when the water's calm and you see them kind of swimming by. It's a beautiful thing.
They're just everywhere here. It's amazing.
That's awesome. Do you go into the Mobile Bay as well, or that seems like a big swampy area?
It's a little bit of dirty water. So, okay. And it's also very windy there. So you kind of want to stay away from that Mobile Bay area. The ICW, the Intercoastal Waterway, is amazing, beautiful, calm water. You kind of want to stay away from that as well, though, because there is a lot of boat traffic. Orange Beach is really known as a huge boating community. So that was a lot of the challenge when I moved here and I said, hey, I want to do this paddleboarding tour. And people were like, no, what are you thinking? There's all this boat traffic. You're going to go out there. You're going to get hurt. But I'm just kind of trying to explain to people that we all have to share the ocean. We all love the ocean. We all want to be out there. And if you can do it in a safe place with a safe guide, you can stay away from that boat traffic and we can all live in harmony together with the boaters and us awesome kayakers, paddleboarders, swimmers, anything.
Absolutely. Burn calories, not fossil fuels, folks. That's our motto.
Right.
So thanks for fighting for the permits and all the work that you did to try to get in it, there. And
it
hopefully
has
that
been
enables
a fight.
Other people.
Yes, it has been a fight. And I'm very thankful that, like I said, finally I reached the right person and they are giving me this opportunity. And it's kind of a lot riding on my shoulders because I am one of the first people doing it out here. So I really have to make sure I'm doing everything right, keeping everybody safe and, you know, showing them that this is needed in the community of Lower Alabama, it, especially in the times that we're living in. Everybody wants to get outside. Everybody wants to be healthy, and kayaking, paddleboarding, it's all right there at your fingertips if you just know how to do it safely.
Absolutely. And it's such a fun activity. You're getting a workout, but it never really feels like it. You're constantly being challenged in form or, wildlife, and see, there's so much to it that, it's not a boring recreational workout, but you enjoy it so much more.
It is. I agree with that.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Eva.
Hey there, adventure seekers. Thank you for listening to another episode of Adventure Travel with Trip Outside. If you enjoyed the conversation, please share it with your friends, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and subscribe to stay up to date on where we travel to next. If you felt inspired to travel, go to tripoutside.com. It's the fastest way to book outdoor adventures all in one place.